Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
All right. Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are so thrilled that you joined us on this Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or whatever it is in your time zone. We are excited about the Lord and the provisions that the Lord has given us and the things that He has blessed us with. And so we're going to minister to you today out of Kings. What is that verse there, Alex?
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 through 16.
All right, let's read that. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 8 through 16 there. Okay?
All right. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, right now that you minister the word of God across this nation, around this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you touch lives. We know that there's others out there that you need a provision, you need jobs, you need finances, you need a healing in your body. And I just pray right now that the Lord will minister to you in a mighty way. And I just want to share with you a little bit today. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Praise God. I think about this scripture, you know, quite often, and I think about Elijah, and I think, you know, how on earth could this widow woman have such faith? See, that's the thing that, you know, that we have such lack of seemingly here in the United States. You know, and around the world in different places, you know, we just don't have faith to believe that God is going to provide for us. And so, but this little widow woman, you know, they was in a drought. There was very little food that was available to them. There was hardly anything. There was a three-year drought going on. It had not rained in 3 years. So it was a situation where this widow woman, she got down to the last, I guess probably the last cup of flour in the bin, and she had a little bit of oil, and she was going to you know, mix it up with a little water and bake it and, you know, divide it between her and her son, and then they were going to, you know, starve to death. Because they had no other source of food and what have you. And so here came along Elijah. And he says, "Hey, bring me a little cup of water." And as he, you know, as she you know, went to get the cup of water, you know, he hollers out to her. He says, and while you're at it, you know, bring me a piece of bread, you know. And she said, well, I don't have any right now. All I have is a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and I'm fixing to, you know, bake a cake, bake a little bit, you know, a biscuit or something. That's what we'd call it anyway. And then I'm going, you know, me and my son, we're going to die because we don't have any other source of food. We don't have any money. We don't have any, everybody around here is totally broke and they're totally out of food. And this is, you know, an impossible thing for you to ask me to use the last cup of flour that I have to bake you a biscuit, a piece of bread and what have you. But she said, you know, Elijah told her, says, you know, believe and it shall be given unto you. And I tell you what, that's what I think, I don't remember what she said, you know, but she stepped out in faith, believing Elijah, believing the prophet. And she went in and she began to prepare that, took the water and mixed it up with the flour and what have you, and, you know, put it in a pan with the oil and what have you, and began to bake that bread for Elijah. And I'm sure that she looked and she noticed that the flour, it was still there. The oil was still there, and she baked another one, and she baked another one, and they all three had, you know, some bread, and it said that it never ran dry for many days. See, the provision of the Lord is there if we'll only believe. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to understand what the Lord is trying to do. You know, when I, you know, many years ago, when I was working at Tinker Air Force Base, I'd been an aircraft mechanic. I'd been in service from 64 to 68, and I got out and I went to work at Tinker Air Force Base, doing the same thing that I was doing in the service, you know, working on the same kind of aircraft, the F-4 Phantom. And it was a great airplane, and I tell you what, I loved to work on it and run the engines and check it out just before the pilot got in it. It was a great job, and I really enjoyed it. But you know, the provisions of the Lord was so awesome. You know, we didn't really have a lot of money back then. Me and Betty, we had, you know, two little boys, and, you know, there was a need that we had. We had a, you know, God had provided us with a, we had a little Mustang, 66 Mustang, and it got to a place where the engine wasn't running right, and so anyway, the Lord provided with a, gave us an opportunity to buy a Buick, where my dad worked. He worked for Caterpillar, and they would buy, you know, sales people, they would buy them a new car every year. And so the car that was, you know, a year old, it might have 30,000 miles on it or so. And but they would sell it, you know, for a very low discount to the employees. It was actually way below the wholesale value. And at that time, I think the car cost us $2,500, and I think the price on it, basically, I could have borrowed probably $35,000. But anyway, God bless us with that Buick, and we drove for many, many miles, and for many years, seemed like, you know. And but the interesting thing is, I was working with this guy, and I needed another car because Betty needed a car, you know. We lived out in the country, and it's 5 miles from town, and you know, I had to drive to work, and you know, get over to town to catch a ride if I was in a carpool and what have you. And so anyway, I had one of the guys, he had a, somebody had rear-ending, and he had a 61 Plymouth. It was one of those Plymouths that had a slant six in it, and I don't know if anybody, I'm probably talking way above everybody's head about old cars and what have you. But anyway, it set in at an angle, and that it had a push button for the transmission, and that was over on the right-hand side, left-hand side. It had push buttons over there, and it had, you know, for reverse and drive and first and second gear and what have you. It, you know, it was a neat old car, you know. And I was able to drive that car for many years. But the interesting thing is, he, when they rear-ended that car, you know, he went ahead and kept it. But they paid him off. I don't know how much money they gave him. But anyway, the, whatever the value of that car was, that he asked me if I wanted to buy it. And I said, well, yeah. And I gave him $200 for that car, and we drove that car. I mean, I drove it all over the place, and I drove it on the bus route on Saturday. I mean, it was amazing, you know, how much mileage that I got out of that car for $200. And that was a provision that the Lord had blessed us with. You know, there was many times that, you know, another time I was fixing to, they had found my the eye condition in 1974, and this was in, let's see, September, I believe it was, of 1974, and we had just bought, in I think January or February, we had bought a brand new Oldsmobile. And we were making payments on it and what have you. And, you know, you, back then, you bought a car and you did it for 3 years, you know. I don't remember what we gave for it. It seemed like we gave for, you know, maybe $4,000 for it at that time. But anyway, they, you know, in January of 75, they, you know, asked me if I wanted to retire. If I, you know, they said, well, we can't find any place for you to go to work at. You know, at that time, there was no handicap law or anything like that that was passed in 1990-91, along that time period. And so anyway, I basically, you know, asked the Lord to give me wisdom and what to do. And you know, I talked to my pastor, and I asked him, I said, what do you think I should do, you know? And he asked me, you know, I'd been going to school at the Bible school at Southwestern Bible College there in Oklahoma City, and I'd been doing that for a couple of years, and I had, let's see, I had 103 hours of college, I believe it was at that time, from this junior college, which was totally amazing. You know, they kept letting me go to school there, and I graduated, you know, from there with an AA. And, but I never did turn it in to a tinker, you know, and tell them, you know, I had to, you know, this degree and had all the education and what have you. But anyway, they said, they asked me if I wanted to go ahead and retire, and I asked the pastor about it. And he says, you know, what do you think the Lord is allowing you to go to school for, and go to school with the Bible? What are you going to do with that education you know, all of that Bible that you're learning and what have you, and all of the, you know, I was in the bus ministry at that time, and, you know, we were really doing good, and we was bringing in a lot of kids on the buses. We had five buses, and seemed like we had a van or two, and, you know, we just, we were blessed, and we just feel like God was trying to tell me, you know, it's time, you know, I'm going to take care of you. Well, they gave me, you know, the option, and they said, the, you know, you're going to get 40% of what you make, you know, that, and at that time, it was $303, that was a month. And now you think about it, you know, that was $303, and I just, you know, I look back now and I think about, you know, how on earth was I ever going to make it on $303? But the miracle, you know, it was, you know, I mean, I had a car payment, it was about $300, and so anyway, I put that car on the market and was able to sell it in just, you know, a few days. Somebody took up the payments on it and what have you. And but as I was going to college over there, one of the guys that I was really good friends with, he got to tell me, you know, that his dad had a car that somebody, basically it was a 66 Plymouth that they had... somebody had teed him, you know. In other words, he'd run into the right side, and the damage was basically in the door. But they went ahead and totaled that car, you know. I mean, it had 66,000 miles on it, and that Plymouth was just a really nice running car. I checked it out and everything. But I looked at that door, and I knew that, you know, we'd have to change out that door. So anyway, I went in and bought it for $200. I mean, I bought this car for $200, mind you. And God just blessed us abundantly. I mean, I went down to the junkyard. I found an old Plymouth that had a... it was a yellow Plymouth, and this here was a, this Plymouth that we had, that we bought, was a green one, and so it was a pale green, and here I found this old Plymouth that had a, yeah, you know, it was yellow, and so anyway, I talked the guy out of the door for $10, and I put the yellow door on this green car. And I tell you what, it stuck out like a sore thumb. But I tell you what, we drove that car all over the place. I mean, God bless us abundantly. And, you know, I remember we drove it all the way to Florida. We drove it all the way, you know, I don't remember. We drove it all the way to Colorado. We pulled a tent trailer up there to Esses Park, and I mean, it was a great little car. I finally got it painted and painted it blue all over, so it was a blue car then. But I remember many times that God has blessed us and met the need. It's amazing. We'd get down to our last dollar, and God would bring in the resources, and you know, it was just amazing what the Lord would do. And I can remember that one year that we were at that point, you know, where that we didn't know, you know, what kind of financial situation we were going to be in when I retired. But I tell you what, we put in a garden that spring. And I mean, that garden, it produced, I mean, it was totally amazing. It produced tomatoes and potatoes and onions and cucumbers. I never seen so many cucumbers in all my life. We canned and canned, and I mean, it was just amazing. Oh, the green beans. Oh, my goodness. We canned all kinds of stuff. It was just the God just bless us in that garden. I've never had a garden to produce that well, never since. And I tell you what, that was just totally amazing. That's how God provides. That's when I look at Elijah and I look at this little woman, you know, that had the faith to believe, you know, that flour that oil would never run dry. And sure enough, I don't know how many, it says many days. So I don't know how many days it was before the drought broke and that they were able to plant a garden and, you know, have a, you know, it takes a little while for food to grow. You know, I mean, it takes, you know, just for green beans, you know, it takes, you know, two or three, you know, several weeks to produce green beans and what have you. Corn, it takes a little while. Wheat takes a little while, you know, that makes flour. And so, you know, it's amazing how God provides. I should tell you the rest of the story about this 66 Plymouth. I tell you what, it was a great car. We drove it. I think, let's see, from 19 and I wound up buying that in 64, I think it was, and I drove it. You know, for maybe 5 years or something like that. And I loaned it to a guy. They were needing a car. They were in the military and they didn't have any money for an extra car, but they needed one. And so I said, you know, here, you guys, you know, take this car. I've got two other cars. I was just blessed with cars. I had picked up one, you know, at the VA. I mean, not the VA, but at the DOD auction thing. And I picked up I picked it up for $1,295. And it was about a two-year-old car. And it was making this terrible, terrible noise. And you know, I had started it up and, you know, listened to it and what have you. Well, I knew what was wrong with it. And so anyway, it was a spot bid. And so you turned in your bid, and I bid $1,295 on it. And I'm telling you, I got that car. So anyway, I took it down and I took it to an air conditioning guy, you know, that I knew. And I said, you know, can you fix the air conditioner on this? And he said, oh, yeah, it's just a pulley. So anyway, he took and changed out the pulley, and he charged me $100. And I tell you what, that was one great car. I mean, it was a Ford Fairlane. It was one of those pale green cars that military had, DOD, I don't know who had it, but anyway, it was not even hurt. The seats was in perfect conditions, and it just, it was a great car. But anyway, I loaned this 66 Plymouth to this guy, and his name was, let's see, trying to think. I know her name was Merle. Their last name was Bradford, but they were in the military there. And anyway, they drove for about, I believe that they drove for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And one day he calls me up and he tells me, he says, you know, the car basically won't start. And it needs a muffler on it. And so anyway, he says, why don't you just come and get it? He had not even changed the title over. I gave the title to him, but he never even changed the title over. And so anyway, I went out, took a brand new battery out. I put it in the car, it started right up, you know. And boy, was it loud. It was noisy. That old muffler was just, had a big old hole in it, evidently. And so I took it out of the muffler shop. They fixed it. I think I put, maybe $50, $70 in there or something like that. And I drove it, we drove that car for another year or so. And a guy come along, that was that worked with me there at the church, and he says, I'd like to buy that car, And so, anyway, I said, okay. And I sold that car to him, I believe, for $200 for what I had given for it, for the very beginning. And he drove it and drove it. The last time I seen it, he was still driving it. So, you never know, God is the provider, and he will provide for you. You may be in a financial need, and he's still able to do it. But you got to believe in the Lord. You got to believe. You got to have faith. And that's what I encourage you to do, is to have the faith that you need right now. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you've got to listen to the Word of God. You've got to read the Word of God. You've got to take that Word of God and chew on it a little bit and absorb it a little bit. Let it get into your system. And as you do that, I just believe that the Lord will bless you. And you'll have confidence in the Lord. You may have a challenge, in your body. You may have a miracle of you may have cancer or something, but I believe God's able to heal your body in the name of Jesus. I just claim it right now that there's a person out there that needs to be healed in Jesus' name. I claim it right now in Jesus' name. I claim the finances for that individual that is in desperate need. They're in need of paying their light bill and their gas and what have you, and their rent. In the name of Jesus, I claim the finances to come in for them right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for it. I praise you, Lord, for that miracle, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Lord, give them a miracle, Lord. Help them to believe that the Lord is able to meet their financial needs, to meet their physical needs, Lord. In Jesus' name right now, Lord. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord, for that miracle that's happening right now, Lord. I claim it. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for the miracle, Lord, that's happening right now. I see it happening. Oh, I see that one rising up and being healed. In the name of Jesus, you need to praise God. You need to rise up and shout and dance a little bit and just praise him for what he's doing, for the provision that he's given you, for the miracle that's coming in the mailbox, the financial of a miracle. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I know that God is able. God will meet your need if you will just step out and believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the name of Jesus. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I just believe the Lord is trying to tell you to get out on your knees and start praying and believing. Maybe you need a loved one to be saved. I just believe that we got to cry out for a miracle for that loved one. In the name of Jesus, stand in the gap for that loved one. Oh, this has been Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we're so thrilled that you've joined us. Hey, listen, I have a book out, I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And also, The Day the Lights Went Out, you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Apple. And I tell you what, God bless you. We're just thrilled that you've joined us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today. And if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.